With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Correspondent Shelley Adler reports a new survey says while most teens felt better when they go without smartphones, many of them won't give the phones up.
Nearly three-quarters of U.S. teens say they feel happy or peaceful when they don't have their phones. That's according to a new report from the Pew Research Center. The survey also found that despite the positive associations with going phone-free, most teens have not limited their phone or social media use. The report comes as policymakers and children's advocates are growing increasingly concerned with teens' relationships with their phones and social media. Most teens said the benefits of having a smartphone outweigh the harms for people their age. I'm Shelley Adler.
President Biden's Housing and Urban Development Secretary is resigning, White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
HUD Secretary Marcia Fudge announced she will leave her post on March 22nd after having served since the start of the Biden administration. In a statement, she said she was leaving with mixed emotions but did not include a reason she was resigning now. President Biden thanked Fudge for working hard to lower housing costs and increase supply. The cabinet vacancy comes during an election year, and the White House says the president will nominate a replacement. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Students and teachers can discuss sexual orientation and gender identity in Florida classrooms, provided it's not part of instruction. That's according to a settlement reached Monday between Florida education officials and LGBT attorneys. Governor Ron DeSantis' office described the settlement as a win since the law remains intact. The law prohibits instruction on sexual orientation and gender identity in elementary grades. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 47 points, the Nasdaq dropped 65. This is SRN News. There's confusion over the status of a federal investigation into a leading Southern Baptist agency.
The SBC's executive committee announced last week that it was no longer under federal investigation over its handling of sexual abuse in the church. But several survivors of abuse and their advocates said they learned directly from the Justice Department that no part of the investigation had finished. According to Baptist Press, legal counsel for the SBC has since confirmed that the investigation into the SBC as a whole remains open and ongoing. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
Ireland's prime minister has conceded defeat in the vote over two constitutional amendments that would have broadened the definition of family and removed language about a woman's role at home. Vote tallies Saturday show both referendums failing in a blow to Leo Varadkar's government. Clearly, we got it wrong, he said. This is SRN News. Nigeria has identified schools in at least 14 states in its capital, Abuja, as vulnerable to attacks following a renewed wave of mass kidnappings of students.
The agency said security around school premises would be heightened and there would be more patrols. The spate of abductions worsened over the weekend as 15 students and four women were kidnapped from a school in Sokoto. Meanwhile, the army is still searching for hundreds of schoolchildren taken in the town of Kuriga on Thursday. 10 years on from the notorious Chibok abductions, despite promises from successive presidents, it seems Nigeria is unable to guarantee the safety of its schoolchildren.
The BBC's Richard Hamilton. The French government says that several of its services are being targeted by cyber attacks of unprecedented intensity. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.